Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is Ludicrousville, man. 29. This is never going to happen again in our lifetimes. This is how wacky this has been. 29 straight innings without a run. No Yankee team has ever failed to score a run in four games. So if the Yankees get shut out tonight, the Yankees do something they've never done since 1903. That tells you exactly where we are.
And it's not a record yet because of the two extra innings? Because obviously it's three games plus the two extra innings.
Do that we know is, if it's a Yankee record? I don't know.
Yeah, they didn't say that during the game last night, or not that I noticed.
They didn't. They did say that it's never happened four times, yeah. So hopefully it doesn't happen again. Get your act together, guys. Now, okay, understand there's context here. Before this drought started, and it is an alarming one, and I'll tell you why in a minute, maybe less obvious than you guys think. But before this, they had the most runs in the American League. So it's not like this is a season-long trend. It's the exact opposite. But 29 straight innings is just unacceptable. There is a complete breakdown in fundamentals. Guys not getting bunts down. Guys not moving runners over. Tuesday. Now, it got lost in some of the other details and malfunctions. I thought Aaron Judge, who, listen, he's the man, but diving to that ball in the ninth inning, that just tells you that team is pressing. It's a tie game. It's a sinking liner. You give up the base hit. You don't risk diving for it, missing it, having it get to the wall, which it did, and having the Angels get a triple out of it.
That's getting hurt.
Well, that too.
God forbid.
That's how he's gotten hurt that way a few times. But that is another example. It's not just hitting. I think there's been a lot of sloppy elements. The base running's been a disaster. Now, to me, which is distressing enough, having no runs in 29 innings, but to me, the biggest issue, again, even though I still think it's better than it has been, but it's not good enough, which is the only point, is look at the extra inning failures. If you can't win in extra innings, that is a direct shout from the top of the mountain that you don't do the little things well enough. Because when it's the extra innings, you're either facing a high leverage setup man or usually a closer, which is what you see in October, by the way, with these elite arms. So I know the Yankees are good, but I would be less than truthful if I didn't say that I thought that they were better than this. I absolutely did.
I thought Monday night was way worse because of, dude, three innings in a row. Stan leads off with a double in the ninth inning. They can't score a run. 10th inning goes for an 11th inning goes. They couldn't score a run.
I know. Volpe swing at the first pitch. Now, and he taps out to third base. He rolls over an outside slider. Yeah. If you go after the first pitch, I thought I saw something that you said yesterday, like if you tell him to take a pitch, like it's a little league, you shouldn't have to tell him to take a pitch.
Yeah.
I actually agree with that, but that's a pitch recognition thing. I don't mind you swinging at the first pitch. This is not like, wow, we're overmatched and we're facing some 12-year-old kid who nobody can touch. Let's hope we get a few guys on with the walk.
Yeah, right.
But you got to know what to swing at. There is no way you attack a slider that was 9 inches outside and try to pull it. I was just embarrassing.
But my point was that I think a caller was calling up Rip and Boone, and I was saying, what do you want him to do?
Yeah, like,
that to me is on Volpe. It's not on Boone saying, hey.
I agree with that. That is on Volpe.
Boone's going to go to Volpe and say, hey, don't swing the bat. This isn't the little leagues here.
Yeah.
It's the major freaking leagues, which was my issue with Volpe, who's just, to me, in year three. Anyway, there's a lot there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can get hung up on, while it is, I mean, fun for some, aggravating for others, while it is a talking point, the 29 innings, to me, it's more than that. It's not just 29 scoreless innings, which is mind-boggling.
It really is. It's mind-bending.
Like, yeah, a team like that in that ballpark couldn't score a singular run, including with the extra innings with guys given to you on second base. But also, if you go back a little bit further, even the game that they won in Kansas City, the whole weekend against Boston, you know, and Tol Judge's home run, even the time they scored the 3 runs in the game on Saturday, I think it was, you know, they scored those runs late. So just the offense overall, it should never get to this point. I know teams go through slumps, but this is more than a slump. This is like, wow, how could they go from hitting a billion home runs and scoring 10 runs, like they bludgeon people, and then at times they can't score any runs? That has been the Yankees' biggest issue dating back years. What they usually have success with in the regular season, pounding people offensively, yeah, goes away in the postseason.
Yeah, we've seen it.
Whether it's Judge, anybody else, like that, it continues to be the problem. And I think that it's a flaw with that lineup, the way that it's constructed.
And I'm getting tired of having to do this, but I mean it. This is why when the conversation, you know, Boone, this is why I defend Aaron Boone more than some others.
I'm gonna be careful now.
What?
I was getting calls yesterday. Oh, Boone is your boy. You and BT.
Is that what they were saying?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, fair enough. But at least I know that I've been saying this before we got to know Aaron a little bit. You know what I mean? So there's consistency there. I mean, I don't know what the hell you expect when Trent Grisham's batting leadoff for a month or so. I mean, what's happened now? There's been a reverting back to pretty much who some of these players have been.
Yes.
Now the
even
Yankees,
Goldie.
Goldie's had a few balls that he's hit very
correct.
Hard.
He's still giving good at bats.
He hit a line drive to right, hit one that I thought, and when he first time, I'm like, is that down the left field line? Is that gone? Maybe the Ray seams kept it in the yard. Maybe we got a problem with the baseballs. Maybe that's why the Yankees can't hit the baseballs, the stupid seams. But the Yankees, to me, there are still two massive fundamental issues with the way they're constructed. And this is not a Boone thing. This is a Brian Cashman thing. Number one, still have no leadoff hitter. Still. The Yankees, I think they haven't had a leadoff hitter basically since Chuck Knobloch. All right? And I know that's not quite true, but you get the point. So they don't have a leadoff hitter. Now you throw Dominguez in, and I like that they tried to mix it up a little bit.
Yes,
but it ain't going to be Grisham, and it ain't going to be Dominguez. So you don't have a leadoff hitter when it matters down the road. And you still, for me, you can tell me Stanton, and I like Stanton, you still don't have enough protection right behind Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Still.
I mean, there are issues with that Yankee lineup. Now, just like I expected him yesterday to bounce back and have a big offensive outburst, you would expect that to, like, at some point.
I do expect it, but it's frustrating. But it also illuminates what's, like, this is not a mirage. Like, the Yankees are going to win 94, 95. Right. Yeah, they're going to win the division, I still believe. But this is not, like, wow, what's happening here? The reason this is happening is because the Yankees are not built the way they need to be built.
Look at the Angels lineup. Look at the Yankees lineup.
Yep.
How could the Angels score 4 or 5 runs, whatever it may be? They put the ball in play, they move a guy over, they get a sack fly. Like, it shouldn't be impossible to score a singular run. That's the focus. Not just that they lost 5 in a row.
That
crap happens throughout the course of a long season. It's like, how could you be, with this much talent and potential, because really a lot of it is potential, especially with the younger guys.
I agree with that.
With that much potential, how do you get blanked at Yankee Stadium? That is impossible to fathom.
Well, one more thing real fast. I don't really do this because it's not my lane, but last night it was so obvious. I got to give this 30, not even 30, real fast.
Yeah.
So, okay, one thing to get blanked and get tied up in knots and put up a few zeros and have this prolonged run of no offense. It's disconcerting, but it's still baseball and whatever. Their approach last night was unacceptable. They knew every pitch was going to be 87, 88, 89, and they didn't really make a single adjustment. Like, we talk about Tom Thibodeau, pick and roll, three-point, transition D, adjustments. We talk about it less in baseball because it's even in football, that's always obvious. Like, stop the run, make the adjustment, we did this. Baseball, the only adjustments really are pitch to pitch in the batter's box. And, you know, and Frazier did it, and I like Gerrit Cole in the booth last night, too. Frazier said, hey, it looks like it's coming in 88. How do you not hit it? Well, there's a lot of movement. I understand that. But the movement's different from being out in front. And I thought too often the Yankees were out in front and they just didn't read the speed. Not the location, which I get, to Frazier's point, the speed. And to me, that just can't happen. The guy's throwing meatballs, dude. Yeah. So keep your hands back. Keep your weight back.
There's a lot of movement on the ball. Yeah, well, that's why they're big leaguers.
If there wasn't, he'd be in double A throwing 88.
Come on. All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.